Good morning, my friends. We've been meditating here on compassion, specifically self-compassion. And self-compassion becomes compassion for others, just as compassion for others can become self-compassion. For there is really no difference among us in terms of our worth and value. We are all beloved to our Creator. However, suffering is real, and compassion for self and other, I would suggest, is the holy response to suffering. In the Buddhist tradition, there is a practice for compassion known as Tonglen, or giving and receiving. It is a practice of mercy, great mercy. The practice of giving and receiving develops our ability to be present for our own suffering and for that of others as a way to cultivate natural mercy. Gentle, loving kindness towards ourselves is what it takes to be present for our own suffering, as we have been practicing. Whatever comes up during meditation, especially longer meditations than these 10 minutes we have together, teach us to stay with all of our thoughts and to let each one of them go, including staying with any thoughts we have of our own suffering without trying to change it, just noticing. This is the foundation of compassionate practice. So let's do a brief practice of Tonglen today. Getting comfortable in the position on your chair that is right for you. Gently closing your eyes, allow your body and your mind to settle as the rhythm of that breath moves through you. In breath, out breath. Just like that. The essence of the practice is to breathe in, visualizing and working with the rhythm of your breath. Breathe in feelings of darkness, heat, heaviness, even a sense of claustrophobia, being stuck. As you consider a situation in your own life, right now, in which you are suffering, that is hard for you, confuses you, angers you, or hurts you, or if needed, something from the past that is still painful for you. In Tonglen, we breathe in fully, taking the negative energy in through your whole body, feeling the darkness. And when you breathe out, feel the coolness of that breath, taking in the dark energy on your in-breath and on your out-breath, breathing out feelings of coolness, brightness, and light, a sense of freshness. And imagine yourself radiating that positive energy completely as you hold that suffering of yourself or another in your own mind. Visualize the darkness breathing in, and visualize the brightness and freshness breathing out. Practice this until it seems to you that your visualization of the suffering, heaviness, and breathing out the energy of bright light and a sense of freshness. And imagine this coming in and out through all the pores of your body as you breathe. Let's continue this visualization for a little while until you have a good sense that your visualization is synced with your in and out breaths. Gently in and gently out. Darkness light. Notice the feeling of the pain you are breathing in, a pain very familiar to you. And as you breathe, breathe in the pain you're feeling yourself, and at the same time, for all the others in the world who feel the same kind of suffering right now. For example, if you are feeling alone or inadequate in some way, breathe that in for yourself and all the others in the same position. And breathe out confidence, adequacy, and relief with any words that you wish. Now expand your compassion to someone that you love in any way in which you know that they are suffering, breathing in the darkness and out the light to them. And keep extending it out for all the others who are suffering in the same boat as your loved ones, breathing in their pain and breathing out light. Let the breath create that rhythm. Stay with it. The reason we do this practice is that we are, on any given day, suffering. Others are suffering. And so wish with all your heart that all beings could be free from suffering. This practice takes a lot of courage. We can even do Tonglen practice for those we consider enemies, so to speak, who hurt you or hurt others, thinking of them having the same confusion and stuckness as your loved one or yourself, breathing in their pain and sending them relief. Over time, this Tonglen practice of taking and sending begins to dissolve our usual habit of avoiding suffering and seeking pleasure. And as we visualize taking in the pain of others and ourself with every in-breath and sending out whatever will benefit them or ourselves in the out-breath, Tonglen awakens our compassion by introducing us to a far bigger view of reality and its rhythm. And now bringing your mind and your breath to the place of your own heart, where that stillness of breath, of God, of hope, and gratitude, and allow your awareness to just stay inside your own spacious heart, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing in, I know that I am alive. Breathing out, I know that I am whole. Breathing in compassion, and breathing out hope to yourself and to the confusion and suffering in the world. In breath, out breath. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to open. Namaste. Amen.